Why does Dayton have to be the 200?
El Paso.
This has been going on for years and years in our country. We have to.
How do you prepare for this? You don't.
Mass shootings in America. Statistics showing they're on the rise, as are talks about gun control and mental illness. As President Trump once said, it is indeed time to figure out
what the hell is going on.
And since El Paso and Dayton, there have been several mass shootings averted, many say, several young white men arrested with lots of weapons and evidence of a desire to kill a lot of people. What indeed is going on? Citrus County Sheriff Mike Pendergast had at least part of the answer when he joined me for his regular weekly interview on a recent Tuesday.
Well, Mike, you know, we've got some great folks that do some very high-level research on that very topic. And I have to throw down the gauntlet and say hats off to Sergeant Juan Santiago for all of his great research on that very topic. And overwhelmingly, it is a Caucasian male that has committed these active shooter events on our public school campuses across the country, whether they're at the college level, high school level, or middle school or elementary school level. And we've really distilled it down and looked at the history going back for the last several decades of these cases. And people in every instance have seen telltale signs of activities that don't sit well with others and are indicators that that problem is there, it's festering, and sooner or later it's going to boil over, and they fail to act properly and fail to inform law enforcement. Or in the case of Nicholas Cruz down in Parkland, how many times did the FBI get a phone call about it and they didn't share their information properly, and law enforcement at the local level didn't know about that type of information? Thankfully, we don't have that type of relationship with the FBI up here in Citrus County. We meet frequently with our FBI counterparts and our FDLE counterparts, and even talk more frequently than the meetings, of course, just to make sure that we're staying ahead of these things. And when there's real intelligence coming across, we're getting it and we're reacting to it right away. And some of that stuff, it'll never make the front page of the newspaper. A lot of folks won't know about it, but we seamlessly integrate our work with the school board, the teachers, and the law enforcement professionals at every level to do everything that we can. Can we prevent them all? Absolutely not. But we do our level best to make sure that the kids in Citrus County, and I know that all the other sheriffs around the state are doing the same thing, doing what they can to protect their kids. And again, it goes back to that old maxim that's out there. If you see something, say something, do something about it so that law enforcement knows and we can do what we can within the limits of the law to protect our citizens and make sure those kids can go back to school the next day.
Teenage angst, the internet ranked up by that. You know, I mean, you remember how tough it was being young, but you know, it was a different world back when we were young.
It absolutely was, Mike. We didn't have all the distractions. We did not have sensory overload, especially the visual sensory overload that you get from all these games that kids play, whether they're doing on a smartphone, a tablet, or on a game console sitting in their house. Back in the day, Mike, you and I, we got thrown out after breakfast. We didn't come back until lunch.
Yep.
And we went fishing. We went to the beach. We rode our bikes. We played baseball. And in the fall, we played football, soccer. Soccer really didn't exist in Florida when we were kids. But we were always doing something. And oh, by the way, guess what? Hey, you're 15. Go get a job, because you're going to want a car next year, and you're going to need to, you know, have some money to pay for gas and pay for your insurance.
Yeah, you know, you talk about fishing and hunting and working and playing baseball and doing all those things. You're working out all that aggression, but if you're just like me, not being able to sleep last night because I'm on my darn smartphone, but I'm a grown man and I can handle it, but being a teenager, you can't put that phone down. I couldn't sleep because I was wired from the electronics. Imagine what it's like for a teenager with the raging hormones, and then you see Facebook and you get bullied, and then other people, everything they seem to have, and they get it so easy, and it's easy to get frustrated. And I really think when it boils right down to it, in fact, I know it's not the guns. That's not it. That's just a vehicle to act out of the aggression. It is the changing world that's happened so fast. And I think we're finally coming up with the answers, like you just said.
Well, Mike, you know, and the other part of it too, and when we know this from our own childhoods and being parents, parents have to be parents.
Yep.
Parents have to set rules and limitations. It prepares you for adulthood, because there are certain rules and limitations on your behavior when you become an adult. And if not, guess what? there are consequences associated with that, whether it's a financial fine that you're going to have to pay, or you end up going to jail, or, you know, God forbid you kill somebody, whether it was premeditated or it's an accidental thing. Nevertheless, everything that you do as an adult certainly has those consequences.
So here's a weird one for you. Who killed Jeffrey Epstein?
You know what? I think that was the gross negligence on the part of those federal officials that had him in that jail. And I'm glad to see that the attorney general is going to do a thorough investigation of that. I'm not big into conspiracy theories, Mike. I listen to you all the time. And I know that there's been a lot of scuttlebutt about it among the different groups that are out there. Could there be a criminal enterprise where somebody paid somebody in the prison to go out and kill him because they did not want to expose other entities out there? Yeah, it's possible, but I will tell you, not a lot of folks like pedophiles and child molesters whenever they get in prison. And it doesn't matter culturally in the United States, it doesn't matter what level of prison or jail you're in. If you're a child molester or a sexual predator, people will know about it rather quickly, especially someone that's got the notoriety of Mr. Epstein and with his previous issues that he's had with that very topic. Yeah. So, you know, I think let's let the attorney general go out and do a thorough investigation to find out what happened. But absolutely, the guy that was running that facility, he should be removed immediately. A thorough investigation all the way down his chain of command, from the individual guards to the shift commanders to the supervisors to the person that was running that jail. They should all be removed from office right now and let the investigation go and find out what happened, and put the systems in place to protect those people. We in the military, we've had high-profile prisoners that we've had to take care of, and here in Florida, we've had high-profile folks awaiting trial that have to be taken care of, and you put every safeguard out there, especially after there was an apparent suicide attempt just weeks earlier.
Everybody in America, except the people running that federal prison, knew this guy was a suicide risk.
Absolutely. A suicide risk or a risk to harm by others because of the egregious acts that he had allegedly committed. Regardless of whether or not they're true, the allegations alone among the mindset of those people that were already in that jail is such that, well, hey, if the guy's in for it, he probably did it, because you're not going to be in jail. A smart attorney would have got you out of it if you hadn't have done it.
We got shots fired. We got multiple people.
They're coming.
Citrus County Sheriff Mike Pendergast joins me live Tuesday mornings on the Nature Coast Morning News. I'm Mike Reeves for 99.9 FM.